Stark de Souza dictating on William Suter's, that is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-G, G as in George, Suter's, S-U-I-T-E-R-S, S as in Sam, S-U-I-T-E-R-S, T as in Thomas, Suter's. Date of birth is 3-20-62, date of visit is 6-21-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Nora Quattroselli. That is, Nora is N-O-R-A. Quattroselli is Q-U-A-T-T-R-O-C-E-L-L-I. Quattroselli. Quattroceldo. Please make a copy, sir. Next paragraph. Dear Nora, thank you for sending William Suter's for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 61-year-old obese male who has a past history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, asthma, has been on a BiPAP set up at night with a full face mask, period. The patient has gained weight over the past 2 years, and he also uses O2 at nights at 4 liters nasal cannula due to nocturnal oxygen desaturation. He had a polysomnogram done more than 5 years ago, and I'm unable to have a copy of it yet, period. The patient denies daytime sleepiness or fatigue, but does have some wheezing, and he does have multiple pains and aches due to multiple joint procedures that he has had over the years, including right and left shoulder surgery, carpal tunnel surgery, foot and knee surgeries, as well as C-spine surgery. He also has hypertension. Next paragraph, past history includes history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, chronic bronchitis, obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, surgery includes C-spine fusion at C5 and 6, and carpal tunnel surgery, right and left wrists, and right and left shoulder surgery for ligament repair and resection of bone. He also had right foot surgery for plantar fasciitis and right knee repair. The patient has lumbar disc disease, and he has arthritis of the hips. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and iodine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 8 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. He's presently retired and lives with his wife. Next line, family history. Mother died of chronic lung disease. Question mark, pulmonary fibrosis. Father died after a fall. Next line, medalist. Naprosyn 220 milligrams BID. Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue or fever. denies double vision or cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He has no depression or anxiety. He has no urinary symptoms. He does have joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness at the back. And he has numbness of the extremities, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This very obese middle-aged white male is alert, face is flushed, is in no distress, his blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 78, respiration is 20, attempts 98, to weight is 250, saturation 94, on room air. H-E-N-T, abnormospalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and decreased breath sounds of the periphery. Occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. And good peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus. There were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next photograph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Can you please change that? Moderate persistent asthma. And number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5, degenerative arthritis. Number 6, chronic back pain. Number 7 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. He will get me a copy of his sleep study that was done more than 4 years ago and continue using BiPAP at night. Ventolin inhaler was added, TIDPRN, and the patient was advised to get me a copy of his labs done recently, and a follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nora Quattrocelli, QUATROCELLIDO. Thank you.